My getting healthy.
Hello.
How you doing, ma'am? My name is Daniel, calling from Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Is this Miss Chandler?
Yes, it's me.
Yeah, I'm giving you a call back.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your social again?
It's 422-35-1986.
All right. Do you have your Oh my goodness. Do you have your routing number and stuff?
No, I was gonna get the card.
Okay, we might have to start over and do all this over again.
Really?
Say claim was filed today, though. Say I already filed you for a claim. Okay, no, I don't have to go too much. All right, Ms. Chandler, it is necessary for to verify your identity when you file for UC benefits. I have a couple of questions I have to ask you. Just need to try to answer them to the best of your ability, all right?
Okay.
In which of the following states does Vivian Sanders currently live or own property? Alabama, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, or none of the above? Oh, I'm not familiar with this person. Oh, I'm not familiar with this person, I'm sorry.
Oh, none of the above.
Okay. And what month was Celso Chandler born in? April, July, September, November, or I'm not familiar with this person.
What was the name?
Celso. CELSO. Huh?
I'm not familiar with that person.
All right. And, in which of the following counties have you ever lived on property? Claiborne, Alabama, Coosa, Alabama, Macon, Alabama, Wilcox, Alabama, or I've never lived in these?
Oh, Macon County, Alabama. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
What you said? I'm sorry. Neither one of them. 'Cause I stay in Macon County. I heard you wrong. But neither one of them. Why are you so irritated?
Because, ma'am, this is your stuff. If you pick the wrong answer and you give me the wrong answer, then you're not going to be eligible for benefits, and it's going to think that somebody else is trying to file on your behalf.
Oh, okay. Because I stay in Macon County. When you said Macon, that's what confused me. But it's Tuskegee, Alabama. My bad.
That wasn't one of the choices anyway.
I know that, but you said Macon, Alabama. So I just got confused. So I said
the most current or former address. Current means currently. Former is in the past.
Oh, okay.
Which of the following telephone numbers have you been associated with? 334-725-0860. 734-725-3978, 734-725-4218, 334-725-6419. Which of the following telephone numbers have you been associated with? 334-727-0378. 727-3156, 332-727-5767, 334-727-7943, or I'm not familiar with these phone numbers.
I'm not familiar with these numbers.
Did you follow us? Oh, wait, I got these. All right, and you said did the questionnaire. Food preparation worker. Search. No, it's pilot. What's your what's the phone number for your job again?
334-521-6665.
All right, and what day did you start working there?
Like the second week of January, like January 10, 2022.
What's the last day that you work?
May 6, 2022.
What city was this?
Auburn, Alabama.
Ivory?
Auburn.
All right, do you expect to see your vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay after your last day of work?
No.
And why are you no longer working there?
Because the job ended their contract with the temp service.
Now, if you come in a day early, that site will no longer be available. It's because that site is no longer available.
All right, and you said no to the benefits, right? With health and federal income tax, all right. And did I give you a PIN code already?
No, sir.
All right, your temporary PIN code is 8690.
Okay.
And if you ever forget, it's the last 2 digits of your social and the last 2 digits of the year you were born.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center account for the duration of your unemployment. You must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or visit this website, which is Alabama Works. That's ALABAMAWORKS dot Alabama. Alabama is spelled out. .gov.
Okay.
And there you do online job searches. You update your online resume. Failure to do so may interrupt your benefits. You must be able and available to be seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. And you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification will interrupt your benefits. If you want to file via internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama, Alabama is spelled all the way out, .gov. If you want to file via telephone, the telephone number is 1-800-752-7389. Now, your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on a Saturday. You make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. And the information booklet will be mailed to you. The booklet, this booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed could result in the loss of your benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524, and that is the inquiry department. All right, Ms. White, Ms. Chandler, we finished your unemployment claim. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, sir. That's all.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for calling Alabama Compensation Call Center. Enjoy the rest of your night.
All right, you too, and cheer up.
Oh, I am cheer. I'm good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.